Introduction. Basked in the rich, radiant warmth of the Ghanaian sun, Domiabra basked in stories, secrets, and the unmistakable aroma of ripening grapes. Two emblematic vineyards graced its landscape, sitting side by side, yet separated by more than just the ancient cobblestone boundary. The real divide was the legacy of whispers, rivalries, love lost, and the occasional grape skirmish that seemingly beckoned the rain clouds for exactly 17 minutes. And 17 minutes in Domiabra wasn't just a period, it was an event, an atmospheric spectacle, an interval of romance between the land and the heavens. Dominating one vineyard was a venerable tree, its gnarled branches holding more tales than the village elders. Rumor had it that the tree, illuminated by moonlight, would hum romantic ballads from ages past. Some believed it was a local song of heartbeats and yearning. Regardless, this tree was the unofficial radio of lost lovers. But how did this whimsical feud commence? Gather around, pour a glass of wine or two, and let's rewind. Danua and Lar were friends. Their shared passion was art of winemaking, and their shared affection for Na Dedeh. Na Dedeh was the village's paragon of beauty, with her eyes reflecting the twinkle of the starlit Domiabra sky, and a laugh that rivaled the finest bubbling champagne. Determined to craft the perfect wine to win Na Dedeh's heart, a comedy of errors ensued. A mix-up in grapes, a fumbled fermentation process, and a series of tipsy decisions led to a rift as deep as the Cabernet stains on their white tunics. The once united vineyard witnessed its first ever partition. As for the radiant Na Dedeh, she eloped with a wandering minstrel in a twist that left the village gossip mills working overtime. It turned out she had a penchant for melodies more than Merlot's. And just like that, she pioneered the life of a medieval highlife band enthusiast. With time, both vineyards carved their destinies, each fiercely guarding its legacy and secretly reveling in outdoing the other. Whispers of moonlit grape abductions and forbidden vineyard rendezvous added to Domiabra's vibrant lore. Occasionally, a voice of reason would emerge, hinting at a union of the vineyards. Such voices were usually drowned by gasps of horror, or sometimes by a wine barrel accidentally rolling in their direction. With its complex and unforeseen designs, fate had woven a path that stretched from the tranquil vineyards of Domiabra to the vibrant, pulsating heart of Accra. There, nestled among the cacophony of city life, lay a parchment, its edges aged like fine wine, sealed with the emblem of destiny in crimson wax. This was no ordinary letter. It was a siren's call to Lom Danua, whose name it bore an elegant script. Infused with the essence of ancient vineyards, it carried an invitation to a journey replete with whispered legends, entwined destinies, and a love as enduring as the very vines that beckoned her. Meanwhile, Domiabra stood on the cusp of a new dawn, teetering on the edge of a transformative era where the echoes of the past and the whispers of the future would converge in a symphony. This was not merely a promise of rejuvenating rains, but a prophecy of a time when the village would flourish under the banner of unity and love. It was an epoch poised to unfold, where history would intertwine with the dreams of tomorrow, setting the stage for a dance of destiny that would envelop the village in its embrace. This impending dance promised more than the cycle of seasons. It heralded a blossoming of hearts, a binding of old wounds, and the kindling of flames that would light the way for future generations. Domiabra, with its rich textile of life, love, and lore, awaited the return of one who, though unaware, was destined to be the key to unlocking its full glory and steering it into an era where every drop of rain would nurture the seeds of a story yet to be told.